The Lord be with you. Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Jeremy Lucky. Welcome especially to the fourth Sunday in Advent. We are worshiping in different ways this morning. We do have more people out in the parking lot listening to us through the transmission on 103.5 FM. Welcome to those of you who are in your car. We also have people here in person as well for church and the reception of Holy Communion today. Welcome to church. And then we have online viewers as well joining us. Welcome to Peace. To start our service, to get a thought for our theme today, I'd just like to pose a question. How do you respond when someone asks you to do something that you really don't want to do? Typically, we respond by grumbling, kind of that low growl. I don't want to do that. Not now. You want me to clean my room? No. Or we try to push it off onto somebody else. You're asking me to clean my room? Why don't you ask your other daughter to clean their room so they can get their room cleaned up? Today we're going to see a beautiful example of someone who is asked to do something extraordinary, to bear the Savior of the world in her womb, Mary. And how does she respond? We're going to discover more about that today in our message, but it's encouragement for us as we live our faith in these days. Mary simply says these words, "I am your servant. Let the word to me be fulfilled." What a great attitude to have to be given such a daunting task, and she was willing to do it. She was available to God. Just a couple of announcements before we begin this morning. The first is that coming in this next week, we have some opportunities for you to be involved or at least offer prayer. This Wednesday here at Peace, we have a blood drive. We have all the donors. We have all the volunteers. We have all the baked goodies, I think. Does that sound right, Ellen? So everything's in place. We just need your prayer for that to go well. Sometimes we think just getting everyone there, the volunteers, the donors, the cookies, it just happens. But obviously with challenges, sometimes people don't show up. We just ask for your prayers heading into Wednesday that everything goes smoothly, because there is a great need for blood in the community, but also nationwide. Secondly, we have another worship opportunity for Christmas, a very special one, which is our Christmas Eve carols, communion, and candlelight service. That's 7 p.m. this Friday, December 24th. And then just a note, too, about the next two Sundays. The next two Sundays is a different worship time. December 26th, that Sunday, is at 10 a.m., and there's no Sunday school next Sunday. And then January 2nd, also worship only at 10 a.m. There is no Sunday school. If that was confusing to you, go ahead and look at page 15 in your bulletin. You can see the worship schedule there as well. I think that does it for our announcements this morning. An early Merry Christmas. I'm not sure who's going to be here this week and who's heading to be with loved ones, but pray that your travels go smoothly. Your time with family is a special one.